Father, we thank you tonight. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for the refreshing testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our part of fellowship, tell of his greatness. Bible tell us, Lord, we are your witnesses, Lord. Not only to your word, but we tell among ourselves your great goodness and your mercy and your providence in our life. Lord, we thank you. We are blessed by the testimony, and we thank you for divine guidance. Thank you for choosing us, choosing you before the foundation of the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, taking the time to read the word of the Lord this evening, Lord. Lord, bless the reading thereof, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Could I just make this thing I want to read here, just go to the prayer session right away. But, certain things in the Bible, the time we are living in now, and the nation, talking about the national deliverance, God's way. National deliverance, God's way. Nations are in difficulty today.
Yes.
And they are doing, trying to get out of their trouble in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the God way of getting deliverance for a nation. And even individuals can profit from this too. So the nations of the world are witnessing calamities of different types and scopes. Bible prophesy of these things, right? In some cases, it's a large nation rising against a smaller one with the intention of taking it over. Russia is specializes in that, right? So we see that, In other cases, it's a tribal conflict within a nation, like our country, Nigeria, So this tribe wants to take over this tribe, wants to rule over them, So in some other cases too, it is just divine retribution within that nation. So one way or the other, the nations witnessing calamities of different types and scopes, an example is even within Israel itself. I will begin from there. There was an intertribal conflict within Israel itself between the tribe of Benjamin and the other tribes of Israel. So once we see how using Israel, the proper way for a nation to get out of its troubles. I'm going to pick about three examples in the Bible, and then we pray for this nation that they can say those who are godly to follow God's way of deliverance. So, example is the internal conflict between Israel in the days of the judges. Those days were a time of confusion, actually, in Israel. The Bible said this in Judges 21:25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what that which was right in his own eyes. In those days, back in Israel, I think that, so that there was so much confusion. So now let's talk about this intertribal, conflict between the tribe of Benjamin and the other tribe of Israel in those days, in the days of the judges, Then we can look at our country, Nigeria, at the end and see the way we should go. Now, there was the case of a man, a Benjamite, whose concubine was sexually assaulted by some men known as the children of Belial. And they did it over all night long. I don't want to go through any of this story. Until the woman died, then the husband of that woman, in Judges 19:29. Hear what the husband did when this happened. 19:29 of Judges. Then the husband took a knife and laid hold on his concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces and sent her into all the coast of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said, "There was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt until this day. Consider of it, take advice, and speak your mind." So terrible a thing, these wicked men, they assaulted the woman all night long. In fact, they were doing like people of the Sodom. When they came to the house where this man was lodging overnight, with his concubine, they were even asking for the man and said, "I want to know the man," like the Sodomites did. Then the old man who took them in that night, because he was sitting in the streets, Oh, he said, look, you don't do this, you men. I have a daughter here, and my visitor has another, has a concubine here. Take the two of them, go and do what you like with them. But leave this man alone. This I did in Sodom, you know. So anyway, that's what happened to that woman. And they essentially assaulted her all night long until she died. So the old man took a knife, cut her into 12 pieces, and delivered her to all the tribes of Israel. So then the children of Israel, when they heard of it, they demanded that those men be put to death who did this evil thing to that woman. See? And, so instead of the children of Benjamin siding with the children of Israel to punish these people for what they did, they sided on the side of these people. They refused. They didn't want to punish these people that did this thing. And that's the law of Moses too. They refused it. So that is in Judges 20 verse 13. Now, therefore, deliver us, this man, the children of Beli, as they call them, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin will not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. Talking about intertribal conflict, right? And what happened in there. So the Israelites sought the Lord in this matter, asking if they should use force to secure justice. And here's God's answer to the children of Israel. So, however, though the Israelites were moving in the right direction to really bring justice to the people that did this evil thing, these are all in verses 18 to 25 to save time. So, when the Benjamin refused. So, okay, God said, go ahead and deal with this Benjamin and all that, But even though God gave them the permission to go, do you know what? The Benjamin, they slew 40,000 of the children of Israel.
Yes.
Even though God had given them permission to go. So, they were so humbled. They were so humble and all that, So, this tribe of Israel, another tribe, Benjamin, passing each other. That's a conflict, right?
Yeah.
So with this grave turn of events, then the Israelites were really desperate. They sought the Lord once more for the answer, for the proper course of action now, this time around. And what did they do? Pray and fasting. So that's my thing today. That's what you will see, that I will pick out three instances in the Bible, the nations, how they were delivered, God's way. And we need to do that today in these nations, So that is in Judges 20:26. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until even, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. So when they were done, the Lord not only gave them directions, but he promised them that they will be victorious, which he didn't tell them before. They fast and they pray only. But this time around, the Lord promised, all they fasted and prayed, the Lord said, okay, I will go to give you victory. And that is in Judges 20:28. And the Lord said, go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into thy hand. So the next day, the Benjamites were cocksure because they had visited before through 40,000, right, of the Israelites. They think, it's like yesterday. They never knew these people have gone to seek the Lord, And they now have a sure word from the Lord. After they have fasted and prayed to the Lord, So in Judges 20:4, that's what happened. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel. And the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of Benjamin that day 125,000 people died. All these that do this. So the Lord himself smote them.
Mm-hmm.
The point is this, that a tribe within a tribe, like our Nigeria, I'll come to this later. No, when you are getting oppressed as a nation or within a tribe, they should choose the Lord's way and let the Lord fight the battle for them. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So that happened right there. So the lesson is this, of this incident is this. The children of Israel had done the right thing in seeking to avenge the awful deed of the men of Benjamin. They were obeying the law of Moses by doing that, demanding that the offender be punished. But they didn't take into account that lawlessness and evil had infiltrated Israel to the point that the path of darkness had gained control. When a nation becomes so evil, path of darkness will take over the rest of that country. It happens all the time, you know. So that was what's happening there. So they have become so lawless in Israel, and so that the path of darkness has taken over the land. We know it. So their attempt to settle the matter purely through physical force resulted in failure and calamity to themselves. But when they saw the Lord in prayer and fasting, the path of darkness were broken. God gave them victory. The Lord says, smote the other type, you know, smote them. And, and Israel had, so the Lord smote the enemy and some other before them and defeated them for them. So God gave them victory and the nation was purged of its awful sin. Fasting was the deciding factor in the grave situation. So Israel had prayed twice before, but only when they fasted along with their praying, the deliverance come. National deliverance, God's way. That's the God's way. It never failed. No matter what nation. So today in our nation, here even America maybe, they need to turn to this thing, no matter what is happening. So we see that and it's a trouble one, right? We have all kind of trap in Nigeria, which I'll talk about later. We're going to pray for them tonight. So that's one instance. When they thought the law, fasting and praying, God's way of deliverance, they got deliverance. Now, how about another popular, victory in Judah? Jehoshaphat, we all know that story very well. The victory of Judah over the coalition of nations. Jehoshaphat made the greatest crisis of his life when a strong alliance of nations came against him. Messengers came and told him that a powerful enemy was coming against him. Because the popular chapter, I won't read so many scriptures, I'll just paraphrase them. It was no minor border skirmish this time around. Not really, you know. But a coalition of nations led by Israel's long-time enemies, Moab and Ammon, together with others from Syria. See, tomorrow, Syria is an enemy of Israel, right? Even right now. So they were advancing rapidly towards Jerusalem with a large army. Jehoshaphat realized that the odds were stacked against him. In the natural, there was no way to avoid disaster whatsoever, you know. And with the situation appearing hopeless, the king turned over to God in prayer and fasting. See? National deliverance, God's way, right? 2 Chronicles 23, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help. I like that. To ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. See? National deliverance, God's way. I wish the nation that love God will learn this principle. Amen? Amen. It never failed one time. Throughout all the Bible. Whether it's the inter-tribal conflict in a nation, or a nation wants to invade you as a Christian nation, I mean, you can fall back to this. Call a national no crime before the law, fasting and pray. It never failed one time, as we see. So people thronged into Jerusalem to join with the king in prayer and fasting. The king himself led the petition. And in his prayer, Jehoshaphat called God's attention to the covenant he had given to Abraham and Moses. That's why when you are praying, find a scripture for what you are praying about. I do not see anything in this world that we want that there's not a promise in the Bible for it. Amen. They have to refer to the God, in petitioning God, they have to refer to the covenant the Lord made with, first of all, Abraham and then Moses. See, the Mosaic covenant and so on, and the Abrahamic covenant. So, and God could not turn his eyes away from them. So, we too, when we are asking God for something, find a scripture for your petition before the Lord. So, anyway, he admitted in his own, this king, Jehoshaphat, he admitted his own powerlessness to stand before the enemy. And that is, all their hope was in God. I have where he said that, neither do we know what to do. He said, but our eyes are upon thee, O Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we don't know what to do, set your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Not only you, people before they have been there before. How many times in our life, we don't even know what to do. What to do is to set our eyes on the Lord. And this study in particular, I mean, it told us what to do at all the time, right? Well, you will see that it ends up in praising God. We don't know what to do, right? So anyway, praise the Lord. So then came a word of prophecy, you know, from the one of them called Jahaziel, which gave instruction to the people. So they were not to be discouraged or afraid to face this large army. No matter what your own invader in your life is, don't be afraid of anything. Don't be discouraged. Amen. So this army and the law, we give them the victory. The Lord promised that he will give them the victory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without any of them fighting anything, amen. Say the battle is not yours but the Lord's, amen.
Amen.
That's what prophecy is all about in the church, even today. Prophecy is for edifying, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Edifying the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Although people are turning to something else, in all we do, see that you excel in the edifying of the body of Christ. Speak comfortably to my people, amen.
Amen.
I mean, I think that's what you say. Comfortably to my people and so on. So we assure them that not to be afraid, and that the battle is the Lord's and not theirs. You know. So and so it was when he began to sing praises. So they were singing. He turned their fasting and praying, and you know, everybody, children, even those who are talking, right? It never failed one time. We are going to pray for the nations tonight that love God. In the hour we are living, if they want victory, don't take things to your heart, amen, because it won't work, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Let them do the Bible way, national deliverance, God's way. Anyway, so and so it was when they began to sing praises to the Lord, confusion came into the ranks of the enemy, and they began to destroy one another until not one man was left. See, Judah returned to Jerusalem with joy. And the fear of God came on all the nearby kingdoms. So prayer and fasting saved the day. The national deliverance, God's way, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I pray the nation will learn this strategy, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, godly nation, of course, you know, only can do this and so on. You have to call all the nation, all the people, whether they are young or old, they stood before the Lord crying unto the Lord. They never failed one time. He didn't fail Israelites against Benjamin. He didn't fail them, you know. He didn't fail Jehoshaphat and Judah. So that's another one here. People of Nineveh, you know, say by fasting and praying, they saw the Lord. Like I said before, what is facing a nation could be a divine retribution because of their sins. But God is kind, God is merciful. Bible says God who is rich in mercy, right?
Amen.
So Nineveh saved by a fast, you know, and so on. We all know the story of Jonah, and familiar to all Bible readers. The lesson that it ordinarily preach by many people is that, oh, you know, they only saw Jonah fleeing away from God, and that no matter where you flee to, sooner or later, God will catch up with you. That's all they know. Praise the Lord. How about the other great lesson, you know, the other truth of the story, which is often not mentioned, with the Nineveh people, was that they were spared from the judgment of the law, you know, that the prophet has proclaimed. You know, he has just said the Lord, right? And yet, you know, people don't normally mention this thing, how these people were delivered. See? So, Jonah was a runaway prophet. We know that. He foolishly boarded a ship bound to Tarshish to flee from the presence of the Lord. His experience in the fish's belly taught him a lesson. I'm just paraphrasing because of time. Because I want to zero in tonight on the nation, both our nation, Nigeria, and this nation here, for the time we are living in now. And so he obeyed the voice of the Lord after he got to the belly of the fish and went to Nineveh to warn the residents of impending judgment. That's coming, the divine distribution, you people, you better repent, he told them. Jonah 3:4. And Jonah began to enter into the city in this journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Where? things certainly look very bad for the Nineveh people. It will look bad. God's prophets boldly crying out in their streets that 40 days they should be destroyed. Can you imagine that thing? No doubt. The instruments of divine distribution, like I said before, because a nation can be facing divine distribution, or people want to overrun them, or even internal strife, internal thing, no matter what it is. If you are proceeding the God's way of doing things, you are going to be victorious. See? So no doubt, the instrument of divine distribution had already been fashioned. Judgment hung suspended, as it were, by a thread over the capital of this Assyrian empire. See? That was the greatest city of its day. Don't forget about that, you know. Warnings of divine judgment were not taken lightly by these people. Why? Because they have learned their lesson. Other great cities, such as Babylon, Tyre, and Sidon, once among the greatest cities of that day, have fallen in accordance with the word of prophecy. So Nineveh was also doomed. They have learned their lesson. So they heed the prophecy, you know. So however, we know our God is merciful, right? God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked, doesn't he? You know? So he is eager to delay or even forego judgment if he can do it in a way that is compatible with divine justice. Amen? He will forego or forgive, you know, judgment. So if you can do it in a way that is compatible with divine justice. The king of Nineveh now knew that the true repentance will turn away the rod of wrath. So he believed the prophet's warning that catastrophe was at hand. He sent a proclamation throughout the land for the people to repent in sackcloth, or to fast and pray earnestly to God, so that the city might be spared. The same God's way of bringing deliverance to a nation never change, and it's always they're always victorious. Even that wicked. So in Jonah 3:5, the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth. From the greatest of them, even to the least, like they did in Jehoshaphat's day, right? So, national deliverance from any catastrophe, the Lord's way, right? It's the same way, never can change. And any nation that will learn this thing, need to be afraid of anything, you know. But verse 8 says, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way, from the violence that is in their hands. That is the recipe that God gives to any nation today, whether Nigeria or America or any nation. That is the recipe. Turn them from their wicked way. Let them turn to the Lord as a nation, you know, fasting and praying and repenting. But now say, who can tell, they said, if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that they will not perish, he said. So the Lord changed his mind, if you want to say that way, and did not punish them. In verse 10, we read that Jonah 3:10, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. So the Nineveh people received national deliverance, God's way, fasting, praying, crying to God and repenting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even they have heard us say the law, but they have learned their lessons. So any nation today we do this thing, God will have mercy, no matter how terrible they have been, you know. Let's get one more, then we'll go into prayer. Like I say, I'm just saying this, and this is still good for individuals too, you know. So because when we pray for the nations, let us know what is lacking in these nations, amen. Amen. See? So that because if they don't follow the way of the Lord, we can pray all we want. So we pray for them that they will learn this truth, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Esther brought about national deliverance to her people, the God's way of doing things. The same principle, never fail. The book of Esther is unique in a way. Why? Do you know that not one time was the name of God mentioned in the book of Esther? Not one time. You can go and look it up. Not one time was the name of God mentioned in the book of Esther. Anyway, but nowhere in the Bible is the providence of God more in evidence than the book of Esther. The book tells the story of how Haman, paraphrasing now, the Agagite, planned to destroy the Jewish race. They destroy the Jews, you know? So that's a nation facing destruction. And these people will work again, as I'm talking about all night, you know. So, and through his scheming, he managed to ingratiate many fine people, you know, himself with the king, and persuaded the king to sign a document authorizing the execution of all Jews living in that kingdom of Shushan. The king was tricked and became an unwilling tool in the conspiracy. Too late, he learned of the trap he had been led into. Mordecai, that Queen Esther's uncle, right, according to the story, and brought her the bad news, asking her to intercede with the king for their people, you know. And of course, there's a law in India, you can't just walk to the king's palace like that, you know. So Esther reminded her uncle that if she entered the king's presence uninvited, she jeopardized her life unless the king held out the golden scepter. But Mordecai, this is a desperate situation, Esther. Desperate situation, you know. And Mordecai warned her in verse 14 of Esther 14. For if thou altogether holdest at peace, O Esther, at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou hast come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows that God brought you here to be queen here? I don't know, because of this particular thing. Anyway, we know the story. Esther then made up her mind. I said to Mordecai in Esther 4:16, see, you have to implement God's way for national deliverance. Never fail, fasting and praying. In Esther 4:16, he told Mordecai, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Susa, and fast ye for me, he said, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. Praise the Lord. See, God's national deliverance, God's way. Esther, you know, implemented it by revelation that this how to do it. So Esther recognized that our most powerful weapon in a critical hour was to enter into a fast. She called our people that I just read it now to fast with her, which they did for 3 days and nights. The outcome of this this fast was that Haman's wicked plans to destroy the Jews were thwarted. So the gallows that were made for Mordecai were used to hang Haman and his sons. So I just pick three of those stories in the Bible like that, you know, they are all the same thing. National deliverance, God's way. So our prayer tonight will be for the nation, our country, Nigeria especially. So that the Lord will lay it in the mind of believers in the nation that fear God, who are experiencing imminent threats of destruction from either internal or external sources, or even divine wrath because of their sins. So we see in these cases that we pray for this nation, our country in particular, that God will raise up people who will know this principle and will call for a national repentance, national fasting and praying, you know, and they will get deliverance, you know. So, and like in Joel chapter 1, verse 14, sanctify a fast, he said, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Joel 2:15, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast and call a solemn assembly. We will do our part here, but let us pray for them, our country in particular. That God, we see people, all different factions. They are doing peaceful marching and so on. We even see church leaders who are leading protests. Let's come to the Bible way of doing things. National deliverance, God's way, amen. Mm. Summon the people to fasting and pray, amen. Mm. Never fail in the Bible. No other means we bring deliverance, you know. Mm. So there are many of them in the Bible like that. So I just pick three of them. You know, so a little even young Esther, she knew this, God revealed to her the secret, you know, and some of all the Jews. Are you telling me, if you're talking of Asa and Abel, If you agree together and we all call to international fasting and praying, no matter what the Filistine people are doing, God is able to subdue them. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we are praying here. Thank God. The prayer tonight is that God will open the eyes of some of the people who are believers in that country, especially, you know, that this truth will be revealed to them. Amen. And God will intervene. I've never seen it say in the Bible. You know, I just meditating, it just came to me. You know what? So, anyway, so tonight, in our prayer, we're going to remember that. So, Nigeria today needs this thing right now. We are seeing the ongoing national unrest in India, regions calling for separation and dividing of the nation. It's all in the news. Potential for outbreak of war is looming. See? The age-long suffering of the common man is there. When it's going to end? You know? So, the consistent moves of the northern people to impose themselves upon the rest of the nation, how long will it continue? You know? So what is the answer? So our prayer is to let God open the eyes of you. Let them come as a people and wait before the Lord. It's not even to be 40-day fast. You see what I'm saying? Jerusalem for just one day, but the whole nation with their own heart, right? Young and the suckling. Only God can bring the salvation to the people. We'll be doing our part here. Praise the Lord. So, but part of our job is to go to raise the people that they will stand up as a people. You know, you don't even have to carry guns. I don't care if all the armor is in Kaduna, it makes no difference to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, British did that for them. Okay, I know you're backward. For you to face this island as you outside before independence, the military is your only option to survive in this country, you know. They put all the armor in Kaduna. So, but if God people will see this secret that Jehoshaphat, that how, I mean, it doesn't matter how, what they have up there, you know, God will win for them. So we put that in our prayer tonight. So the corruption, you know, in every facet of society, which kept even to the religious circle. See? So let us pray for you. In our prayer, part of it tonight is that God will open their eyes to this secret that can never fail. National deliverance, God's way. I just titled that, you know. So even here in the US, you know what? This is our last prayer meeting before the election. So even in this country is not spared. What is going on today, right now? This upcoming election. Let us pray tonight for many things. Many things are happening underneath. We don't want the path of darkness to take over this thing. Potential for post-election violence looms in this country. Unrest is looming, you know. Noise around, the noise around voter intimidation in the polls. We are hearing it everywhere. Growing distrust in the fairness of the election that may lead to post-election backlash is looming, you know, on both sides of the parties. Suspicion of potential foul play by the opposing side is looming. We have just 1 week from today. Some of the authorities are even saying right now that they are preparing for the worst. I have seen Chicago area, they say they are preparing for the worst, you know. So should they have it that way? No. Tonight, let us stand in the gap. Amen. We'll be praying, right? So let us, this is the last Wednesday before the election. Let us put in our prayers tonight that the Lord will intervene in all these things. Thank God, God's children are living in this country. And we thank the Lord Jesus and so on. We won't let the path of darkness do what, you know, he did in Israel in those days, like I talk about. Whether it's the lawlessness in the nation, path of darkness take over. Even the rulership, they get out of the rulership of that country, like it did in the of Israel in the days of the judges. So tonight, let us put that in our prayer. Now, so I think, so this said now, we just want to enter the prayer session right now. So, and blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, glory be to God.
You know, I just want to bless God.
Yeah.
You know, because in this case of the king, you know,